words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Jeremiah chapter 10. Speaking of the Lord in comparison to false gods and the behavior of other people, he says, "The portion of Jacob, which is God, is not like these. For the maker of all is he, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name." And this little phrase, "for the maker of all is he," and the Hebrew word for maker there isn't the word maker or creator. It's actually the word fashioner, someone who fashions things. And what he's trying to say here, and it's reiterated in different places throughout Scripture, is that in a fallen world, the Lord doesn't create all the junk that goes on. Fallen humanity creates junk. Just a groaning creation creates all kind of junk. But what God is able to do, what makes him so extraordinary, one of the things that makes him so extraordinary is that he's able to fashion the stuff, even the junk, into something that becomes his purpose and his intention. It's really Romans chapter 8, isn't it? For God doesn't cause all things, but he does cause all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. And then he declares in Romans 8, and his purpose is that we would all be conformed to the image of his Son. So again, it doesn't say that he causes all things. What it says is he causes all those things. He fashions them to accomplish his purpose for those who love God. But in the end, they'll be used to conform us to the image of Jesus, to God's intentions. But then he says this interesting thing. He says in verse 17, "Pick up your bundle from the ground, you who dwell under siege. For thus says the Lord, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and I will cause them distress that they may find." In my translation, it's "be found," but it's "that they may find," and in the process of finding, they get found. Now notice what he says here. After saying God is the fashioner of all things, again, for the fashioner of all, not most, of all is he. And he will cause them distress. Sometimes he causes us distress, this fashioner, that what would happen? That we may find. In a fallen world full of chaos, the God of order, the one who rules from the throne, is able to take even the chaos to fashion things to accomplish his purposes and intentions in our lives. And in the end, it says, his great plan in the fullness of time, it'll all sum up Jesus. We'll all look around and go, oh, wow, Lord, you didn't do that, but you were in it all. You actually made that all work. It all came, summed up you. And one of the things that he'll do is he will cause distress in our lives, or he'll allow distress to come into our lives. And so that we'll find. There's a place in Proverbs 25 that says this. "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter." That doesn't mean that God hides things from us. What it does mean is that God hides things for us. Because see, what he longs for more than anything else is your presence. We talk all the time about we should be longing for his presence, and that's true. But the truth is, he longs for your presence. That's why he says in the Song of Solomon, he says, "Your voice is sweet and your presence is lovely to me." He longs for us to seek him and to seek his presence, because he also enjoys our presence. But in the process of seeking him, we find things that he's hidden for us, and he uses those things that we find to fashion us. The fashioner does. He fashions a distress in a chaotic fallen world, and then he uses the distress that he's fashioned to seek him, to make us seek him. And in seeking him, we find him. And in finding him, he fashions us even more. I think I've quoted this verse recently, and that is from Psalm 78. It says, when he killed them, then they sought him. And that's not the best way in the world. We want to seek him at all times, but sometimes God does allow things in our lives that seem to kill us. And what that's meant to do to those who love him is to cause us to seek him even more intently, because there's things he's kept for us he wants us to find. But all of that is part of the fashioning process. If you find yourself today in a distressing situation, the fashioner is in control. He fashions all. He may not have created the mess. He allowed it to happen because he wants to fashion something. He wants you to seek him because there's some things he's hidden for you, and you'll find them, and then he'll fashion you even more. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.